This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, number one's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio, the Friday edition. December, boss. You know what that means, right? It's time to wrap things up for another adventure, motoring experience, and right here with our resident journalist, Prashirbit Naidu. It's back. He's back in the driver's seat as always, man, with a seriously exciting lineup. He's kicking things off with one of my absolute faves, of course, the Mercedes-Benz C200, a timeless piece, a timeless salon that continues to hold its own in competitive segments. Then we'll catch up with him on his long-term Volvo EX30. And hear all about the electric road trip he recently took with his brother, Brenwen Naidu, a legend in his own right. And an editor and writer for Sowetan Motoring Weekly and the Sunday Times Lifestyle Motoring Supplement. You know, these are people that have serious accolades under their belts, man. And as always, we'll close things off with a motoring tip, not forgetting he's a smooth, feel-good jam to wrap up the week and enter the weekend. He's on the line right now. Prashirbit, welcome back. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you so much. I'm good, and you?
No, I'm well. Thank you so much for taking your time, Prashirbit, once again. And I need us to get straight into it. Now, the Mercedes-Benz C200. Do let me know what that beautiful machine is like in the middle.
Oh, absolutely. The glorious Mercedes-Benz. Who doesn't love it at all? I loved the saloon version of, you know, the C-Class is one of those cars that just gets the presence right. In the metal, you can find athletic, definitely not shouting for attention. Proportions are classic. You know, you got the long bonnet, taut lines, and unmistakable stout front. And, I mean, I remember having the C63 and the C-Class now, and I actually couldn't tell the difference, eh? Because it's funny that the C63 looked almost just different wheels and maybe a spoiler and subtle differences, but one couldn't tell the difference between the two. But I think the saloon has been my favorite. It was cool, composed, and definitely garnered a lot of good amount of attention from people.
Ah, most definitely. Now let's get inside this beautiful saloon. How is it looking inside, in the interior-wise?
So inside, you breathe with a cabin that feels more like a tech-forward lounge, actually, than a traditional saloon setup. Mercedes has absolutely nailed the fit and finish, in my opinion, and soft materials, metal accents, and just a signature vertical screen in the middle, which is good, quite handy. There's ambient lighting, the three-spoke steering wheel. I was obviously had all the nice bits and AMG package line, which obviously, I'm sure it was an arm and a leg, but alas, still look quite good in the metal. My only thing is that I think some bits of the cabin can feel quite creaky at times, like the screen, or you just have to press a few of the things and you'll see, okay, you can see maybe a bit of disc and doubt a bit here and there. But apart from that, in that car, it's cool, it's gangster. There's just something about a sedan that when you're in that cabin, you feel that luxe appeal. I understand why people want the badge, the prestige. And but you know, we've driven every Chinese car under the sun, and when you're in something like this, you almost think, the Chinese are slowly creeping up. Yes, it's not, you know, it's not a German car, but you're paying for a fraction for what you would get, and this car was just about over $1 million. So yeah, there's that actually.
Ah, most definitely. Now, pedal to the metal, Prashirbit. I mean, what did you get up to behind the wheel of the Mercedes-Benz C200?
So, behind the wheel of the C200, I felt it was quite polished and very confident in its driving capabilities. Quite a fantastic speed, good platform. That 1.5-liter turbocharged motor with a hybrid system is great. Very fantastic, very efficient, actually, and perfect for daily commutes. And if you're going to take it for longer drives, perfect. I thought that was good. But, you know, I thought the suspension is leaning a bit more to the firm side, but, you know, it's floaty, the steering is quite sharp, to make it quite engaging. And, yeah, I think all around it was quite cool. I actually really liked the C-Class a lot. Really, just it ticks all the boxes from comfort to looks, to just overall daily usability. So I think it won in drivability for me.
Now let's switch gears a bit and shift to another brand. Let's talk about, you know, this EX30. How was the EV road trip with your big bro?
It is a blessing, hey. I felt quite cool to take a boys' trip just for a day. We took it to Potchefstroom. That's about maybe 200 k's out from where we stay in Joburg. So it was quite cool to, you know, cruise silently onto that highway with the EX30. I thought that the EX30, honestly, altogether, it has its quirks and features. You know, charging is quite straightforward. There's no range anxiety whatsoever because you stop halfway there. Gave us a range of 400 kilometers. But it has its quirks. You know, my brother actually is not a fan of the EX30. He says, hey, he'll take a mini Aceman over this. But I liked it. The only problem was it got so hot into the cabin that because they have the sunshade, and it, you can't, there's no electric button to bring it forward. So you just have this glass on top of your roof that's exposed to the sun. So you're driving and you're in the sweltering heat. And you're almost thinking, damn, I wish we had caps on, and you know, in an EV car, when you put on the aircon, it does drain the range quite a bit. So you have to just be a bit aware of that. But other than that, this little speedy EV was cool altogether. Very cool.
Oh, wow, man. Beautiful. That's a beautiful storyline. And speaking of stories, right? I mean, in the Naidu family, every set of wheels has its moments. What's your priceless moment from that trip, Prashoan?
Wow, okay. I think it would just be, I think this week, eh? I think it's just me and my brother, man. I feel like sometimes it can get quite heavy, quite overwhelming, and I think it's always good to check in with family and to spend some quality time. And that's what we did, eh? In this little mini-adventure that we did, we stopped, stopped at some nice restaurants. You know, I was a sober driver, so I didn't, you know, have a few beer for the excitement, so... But it was cool to just chill with my brother and just, yeah, let time pass by, man. On a Wednesday afternoon, just let time pass by and actually do nothing. Close the laptop. And I think that's what we all sometimes need to do. Very important to do that, man. No, very important.
That's really important for sure. And I really do agree with you. But before we wrap it up, is this something that you would actually, you know, crop? Is it something you would buy? Because, I mean, having a 3-car garage doesn't make the cut.
I think this one is quite a good car. I would take it, definitely. Maybe my reference point for EVs are not as vast as my brother's, because he said the Mini Aceman would be his top pick. For me, I've driven all the Volvo variants, and I've also driven the Cyberstar. So my EV, and a lot of hybrid cars too. So my portfolio is a little under there, but in the new year, definitely we will open it up. But I think this car, it ticked all the boxes. It really, I feel quite sad to actually give the keys back because, the car becomes part of you. And I don't know, this EV was something that, yeah. So it would be the Volvo EX30, Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio, and then the, I know I should say Porsche, but I'm going to say MG Cyberstar for now to keep it modest.
Yeah, you know? I hear you. We need to keep it that way, Prashoan. But nonetheless, what's your motoring tip? And of course, hit us up with your hot jam to kickstart the weekend.
All right. Thank you so much, King Bash. So, if you're heading out on a weekend trip, always check your tire pressures, including the spare, underinflated tires, and increase fuel consumption and reduce safety, especially at higher speed. And let's end off with something upbeat to feel good. Let's end off with this brown high end.
Oh, most definitely. Thank you so much, Prashoan. Hope you're enjoying your December. Catch you again next week, a Friday, for another adventure on the motoring experience. We really do appreciate you.
Thank you so much, King Bash. I appreciate you guys too, and have a blessed one as well. Take it easy out there, everyone. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.